mama, your mama. Right hand boob,
vagina cancer.
Radio room,
vagina cancer.
Boy Scout crew,
vagina cancer.
Let's sex
effects. Oh my god!
Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly. Dark said it.
Dangerous.
Hey, white man.
Oh, ow.
Laffy Taffy, bitch.
People get me right here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to end the week with the Friday program. Got a great show for you. Actually, if I was going to name today's show, if I was going to give it a title, it would be Women Are Stupid. Ding. Got many examples of that for you today. First up, Joe emailed me with a Yahoo Answers question. You know, I've talked about Yahoo Answers for a long time. If you're new to the program, though, just realize that I feel the service Yahoo Answers is completely unnecessary, pointless, useless, and ridiculous. You know why? Because if you answer a question that someone posts, you get points. And people are very competitive. So there are a lot of answers from people who don't know what the fuck they're talking about and don't necessarily want to be helpful. I can't tell you how many times I've read, shit like this. Here's a question. I can't seem to figure out how to replace the water filter on my Frigidaire refrigerator. Can someone help me? I have model number, blah, 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 blah. And the first answer will be, I don't know. Look it up on Google. I don't know. Call Frigidaire. Like, that's not help. That's not the answer to her question. She wants to know how to replace the goddamn filter, not where to find the answer. She wants a goddamn real answer. So I started a long time ago on the show. I started a campaign called Sabotage Yahoo Answers, where we would just post really offensive or disgusting or bizarre questions and see what type of answers we'd get. Or we'd answer other people's questions with stupidity. Anyways, that campaign has sort of fizzled out, much like my website fizzled out. All about soda. But Joe did email me a funny question. This is from a 19-year-old girl. This is a real post on Yahoo Answers. Hi, I'm 19, and I'm like 3 months pregnant. My boyfriend is 20, and we were at a party last night. And I was walking down the stairs. I think you can see where this is going. I think he pushed me. I fell down most of the stairs, but I didn't land on my stomach. He said he tried to grab me from falling because I had like 5 beers, but 5 beers isn't that much. Especially for a baby. All right, I'm drinking for 2 now. All right, he said I was too drunk to walk down the stairs, but I wasn't even drunk. I don't really trust him anymore. He said he doesn't want the baby. All right. Aside from the fact that you're underage and drinking while pregnant, you probably did fall down the stairs. You had to be a little tipsy. All that extra weight knocks off your equilibrium or something, I'm guessing. That would be my Yahoo answer. I have no facts to back this up. It's just my idea. Yeah, equilibrium. You're a little, you know, you're top heavy now. All right. I don't know. All right. This is the best answer. If I was him, I wouldn't trust you carrying my child. I added the what kind of mother drinks alcohol during the most critical time in pregnancy? Instead of acting immature, look up alcohol and miscarriages or alcohol-related defects. So I would definitely take a different approach. She's obviously an unfit mother. I would say, go on a fucking bender. Just soak that fetus with vodka. Take care of that problem right quick. Moving on now. I have got probably the best impression of a woman ever. And it's not even done by a human. This is by a parrot. And the parrot lives in a house with a yappy woman. And the parrot does a great impression of the woman on the phone. Here is a parrot mimicking a woman on the phone.
Oh, I don't ask for that. I'm
That's just how I that's how I think every woman sounds when they're talking. Yes. Paris is brilliant. If I had a parrot, I would try to make it say stuff like, "My breast, you want to touch my breast? They're so tender." I just have the parrot watching porn all day. Moving on, I've got a great clip of a pastor here who's in trouble. He was caught in a park, masturbating in a car, looking at children.
That I had confessed to masturbating and exposing myself to children. That is an absolute blatant lie. I don't know where that came from.
I was in my car masturbating while looking at children. There's a difference there.
No, I was not. I wasn't looking at anyone. I was way down in my car.
Yeah, when I'm jerking off, I'm very focused on the task at hand.
The nature of my problem is pornography.
Oh, that's not a problem. Now, you probably can't hear...
You know, Pastor, you've been very outspoken about gay people and about Southern Jackets.
And I apologize to them.
Yeah, he just apologized to the gay community because apparently he's been very outspoken against them. It's funny how quickly they have a change of heart about these things. The second they're in trouble, oh, I love gay people! This guy had nothing to do with you know, he wasn't caught with the guy or anything. He's just in trouble. He doesn't want to make any more enemies.
Sure, I understand that, and I apologize.
Do you understand the irony of you being here?
Yes, I understand hypocrisy. I understand that clearly. And it deeply hurts me. And when I look back, there's a lot of things I would have done differently. I was very proudful. I was very arrogant.
First thing I would do is I would tint my goddamn windows.
I was very mean-spirited at times. And I apologize. And it, you know, some of the problem has been pride, you know?
Pride.
So I confess and I'll fess up to, you know, my shortcomings. And whatever they say
so pathetic.
You know, against me, they can say it. They have every right now to say it.
This guy has no balls whatsoever, no spine. He's a pussy. That's what I'm trying to say. Final clip I want to share with you is from our good friends at WFMU. They have posted an MP3 on their blog from Joe Offrit. Okay, you don't know the name. That's okay. All you have to know is he's certifiably insane. Yes, according to the website, the question many people will ask upon hearing a tape like this would very likely be, is this thing some kind of a joke? Or if not that, was this guy nuts or something? Well, if indeed you find yourself asking these questions after hearing these excerpts, you can get the answers to your questions right now without further straining your brain. No! This tape was done in all seriousness. And yes, Joe was, and likely still is, completely nuts. He's, you know, in his 30s, and according to the site here, listening to the two tapes I own display some serious arrested emotional and psychological development, and that's putting it mildly. Sure, we all enjoyed making tapes of radio shows when we were kids, but apparently Joe liked it so much, he tries doing it as a 30-something-year-old and attempts to regress back to his early teen years while he's doing it in order to obtain some sort of psychosexual gratification. So without further ado, here is Joe Offrit singing about a horny chicken or something.
Horny with a chick. Horny with a chick.
Oh, horny with a chick.
Horny with a...
This is great music to make love to. You know what I mean? You meet a girl at a bar, bring her home, play this.
Horny with a chick. Horny with a chick. Horny, 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 horn. Horny with a chick. I'm too sick to get the horny with a chick.
I think he's referring to it as like an antidepressant medication or something. You know, a lot of those have sexual side effects. Can't get it up.
Horny with a chick.
Taking a stab in the dark there with that
horny
one.
Horny, horny, horn. Horny with a chick. Horny with two chicks.
Oh.
Horny with two chicks.
This goes on for like 8 minutes.
Horny,
and,
horny, horn.
I received this, this clip in my email a few times, and someone suggested I make it a test of patience, but even I would not put you through that. Let me just fast forward to, we'll say the 3 minute mark.
See, this one time I had an itch in my foot inside my socks, and that's how I came up with the idea of horny in your socks.
Oh.
Here's the Moon Pants song. Moony, moony, moon pants, ejaculating your moon.
It's all about pants. Horny and masturbation.
Right.
And
moony, moony, moon
can't
pants.
Really say anything. That's what the sort of view's about, huh?
Ejaculating your moon pants. What are moon pants? Pants like the astronauts wore to the moon.
Makes sense.
This next one is called the Kindergarten Orgasm Dance. In the kindergarten I had orgasms. Back in the kinder I had orgasms. Kindery in the kindery. Back in the kinder I had orgasms.
Oh. There's a whistle breakdown here. All right, let me fast forward to the 6 minute mark. Oops.
What the hell? Mothers and fathers don't hold their dicks. Mothers
and very immature.
Don't hold their dicks.
It's not sophisticated like my songs.
You don't want me anymore.
Something I said, maybe something I did, that made you walk away into that cloudy cold day.
Love, it is like rain. So much pain, rain, love.
Laughter is gone. The tears are here. I long for your touch and you to be near.
You hurt me so
love,
bad.
It is like rain. So much pain. Rain. Love. Love. It is like rain. So much pain. Rain. Love.
Look, I was just singing from the heart. We've all been in that position where your dick aches for someone. Catch me on tour this summer with DC Talk. It's the Jesus Freak 2K11 tour. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? Sign up right now. Support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Don't forget, lifetime memberships are still available. I know a lot of you guys have been receiving your IRS refund checks. What better way to blow your cash on something frivolous than to sign up for a lifetime membership where you'll never have to worry about reoccurring charges again? Yes, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Yesterday was an exclusive show as well. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, authorities say a 19-year-old man deliberately ran over a group of ducklings with a Hummer in an Ann Arbor McDonald's parking lot after employees told his passenger to leave the goddamn birds alone. After killing the ducklings, the driver reportedly said, "Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it." The attorney for Dylan Pierce of Ann Arbor says his client was actually trying to help rescue the ducklings, but instead steered his way right into them. What is he, Asian? I did not mean to kill the ducklings. All right, Pierce now faces a charge of killing slash torturing animals, which is a 4-year felony. It's just absolute baloney that they intended to run these ducks over, said Pierce's lawyer. Apparently, the Hummer was dodging cars in the busy parking lot Monday. And what swerved into the ducks? Pierce is free after posting 10% of a $10,000 bond. Doing some quick math, that's $17. No, that's not right. $1,000. The mother duck and 4 to 8 ducklings were nesting under a bush at McDonald's when a passenger in Pierce's Hummer tried to pick one up. And the employees yelled at them to leave the birds alone, said Ann Arbor Police Detective Sergeant Brian Jatsik. Pierce and 2 other teens in his vehicle were trying to help the ducklings and suggested to McDonald's employees that they move the nest, said David Neck, the lawyer. The Hummer went through the drive-thru, then parked in an adjacent lot. The lawyer said Pierce and his friends drove back to McDonald's to buy more food. Police alleged Pierce into... These kids have nothing better to do. Let's just keep going to the drive-thru and ordering fries. Drive past the Ducks. Police allege Pierce... It's Ann Arbor. There's nothing to do there. Police allege Pierce intentionally ran over and killed four ducklings on their second trip. The lawyer said that the three men in the Hummer didn't see the Ducks when they returned. Deputy Chief Assistant Prosecutor Steve Hiller said his office believes it has enough evidence to prosecute the case, but declined to discuss particulars. Pierce's next court date is May 4th. So there you go. That's what's happening in Ann Arbor. Kids running over Ducks and Hummers. Let's move on to Washington. One man stole 26 gallons of milk, and he happened to be dressed in a cow costume. The 18-year-old crawled into a Stafford, Virginia Walmart on all fours. After standing, he located about $92 worth of milk and loaded it into a shopping cart and simply rolled the cart out without paying. He then attempted to give the milk away outside the store, because that's what cows do, and tried to flee the scene by skipping away. Cuckoo. Jonathan Payton, 18, of North Stafford, Virginia, was given a summons and released at the scene. Can't believe he was giving away milk. Who the fuck wants milk? It's so boring. Unless, of course, you're talking about Chunkleman Farms' new cottage milk.
That lumpy, curdy goodness you've grown to expect from Chunkleman's brand cottage cheese is now available in a creamy dairy drink. New Chunkleman Farms cottage milk. Everything you've grown to love about cottage cheese, now in milk form. It's lumpy. It's chunky. It's Chunkleman Farms' new cottage milk, mixed to perfection by the people who invented milk, Chunkleman's. Have your whole family try new cottage milk. After just one drink, your kids will be saying,
"It's the bestest cottage cheesified drink in the whole wide world."
Very true. I did not know Chunkleman Farms invented milk. All right, final story we have for you today. Do you want to commit suicide, but aren't creative enough to come up with an interesting way to do it on your own? Well, now there's a kit that can help you. Paramedics, who showed up to Nick Klonowski's house on Highland Drive 4 months ago, discovered the 29-year-old's lifeless body, covered up to the neck by a blanket. It was his brother Jake, detectives learned, who found Nick lying in his bed less than an hour beforehand, a clear plastic bag over his head and a plastic tube running from the bag to an orange metal helium tank. Next to the tank was a white box decorated with a butterfly. Ooh. The box, the plastic bag and tube had arrived in the mail-in with a book titled Final Exit. "Is it the book in the kit?" asked the police officer. The paramedics nodded. "Yep." These materials were assembled and sold to Klonowski last June for $60 by a company that calls itself the GLAD Group, which is not really a group at all. It's one woman from San Diego named Charlotte Hydorn or something. She's 91 years old, also known as Granny Death. Each of the kits Hydorn assembled by hand is a simple contraption designed for a single purpose, to kill you. Yes. It encases their head in a bag of helium, which is lethal in pure form. People like Klonowski, the son of a U.S. district judge and whose funeral was attended by more than 1,000 people. The GLAD Group's estimated annual sales are $98,000. That means Charlotte Hydorn sells more than 1,600 suicide kits every year. "I'm too busy to cash the bloody checks," she said. "I haven't made a deposit in 3 months. You've probably never heard of the Helium Hood Kit. Neither had Oregon State Senator Floyd Prozonsky until he read a newspaper story last month about Klonowski's death. The horrified legislator quickly floated a bill to make it a Class C felony to sell such a kit. The first to testify at his April 11th hearing was one of Klonowski's four brothers, Zach. "Zach told the state Senate judiciary panel that my brother Nick was a beautiful person. It would be a disservice to him to remember him only for the way he died." For the record, Hydorn says that she did sell Zach's brother the suicide kit, but she has no regrets. She says that no one should have to go through dying a slow, painful death in a hospital bed. Death should be with loved ones beside you holding your hand. Hydorn met Derek Humphrey, a longtime advocate of assisted suicide and founder of the Hemlock Society, which has worked to change laws prohibiting the practice around the country. It was Humphrey in 1992 who penned Final Exit. It's a book that... Hydorn includes in her helium suicide kit. By the way, for the record, Final Exit, that book, has sold 500,000 copies in its first 6 weeks. That's Danielle Steele numbers right there. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, this is your chance to prove to me you are not a retard. I have a feeling you will fail this test miserably. You always do. Speak to me, freaks.
Oh, I can't do it anymore. It's the Cheryl Markowski impersonator. I haven't called for a really long time, but I really can't do it anymore, so I apologize.
Can't do the voice?
Man, I used to be able to do that. One time I called in, I don't know if you remember this, but I called in, and Cheryl called in afterwards. This was probably like 2 or 3 years ago, maybe four. Cheryl called in afterwards, and she actually joked about thinking it was her. She was listening to in the voicemail. But anyway, I had this great idea that what you should do is you should save one or two voicemails, you know, of whatever day you receive them, and wait 2 years or like a year or some long period of time to play that.
It
voicemail.
Might get to that point eventually.
I thought that'd be like a time capsule kind of
thing. Keeps you.
Like, oh, I remember like a year ago when they were talking about.
I'm not too far behind. Let's see, it's the 29th now. I'm playing calls from the 18th of April.
Tim, you know what I don't understand?
What?
Why do people dislike Successic Tuesday? I mean, because when you don't, on days that are not Successic Tuesdays, what is usually played in that time, that the allotted time is just like cock gagging and pussy farts, which is very closely related, I think, to sex stories.
Yes. So, and the great thing is, if you don't like that sex story, you should sign up to be a sideshow member, because then in the extended portion, I play a lot of, you know, that type of audio.
Hey, Tim, Sir Roy was calling in. With your moving, did you and Joey move to another place, or did you move out and have we heard the last of Joey being a guest star?
Well, we had a huge falling out. I hate his guts. I never want to see his fucking face again. And that's it. You're never going to hear from him again.
Hey, Tim. It's
very
nice
bitter about this.
From Florida, and I
will never discuss what he did to me or my family, but I will tell you this right here, right now. He is dead to me. Dead.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida, and I have a bizarre sex term. It's called...
My mother was crying for a week.
Fuck and shoot. And it's when a guy's laying on his back, and he's got a vacuum, and he's sucking himself off with the vacuum, and then right before he comes, takes the vacuum hose, sticks it between his knees so it's pointing straight up in the air, and then ejaculates up into the air towards the hose to try to catch it. The suck and shoot.
The suck and shoot.
Second thing I have for you is, can you actually hear, like, when we're leaving a voicemail, does it work that way, like an old answering machine, you know, like... sitting in your house and
no, this is high tech shit.
I really don't want to talk to them. And then it goes to the
no, this
machine.
Is not my home phone number, you complete moron. It's you know, it's a number. You leave a voicemail to me, and then it's emailed to me, and I can go through the emails and download the attachments and all that sort of good stuff. All right, let's just move on.
Timothy James Tiberius Kirk Henson. Hey, have you ever seen Trailer Park Boys?
Someone just called about that the other day, talking about it on Netflix. Yeah, someone sent me a DVD of Trailer Park Boys. I have seen a couple episodes. I liked it. I just haven't continued watching it yet.
Hello, Timmy Boo, smooth like Alvarado Henson.
Ooh.
This is Caitlin, a longtime listener. I wanted to ask you a question, actually.
My taint is very smooth.
I love the show.
But?
And
but?
Because of the show, I've been more interested in looking at other types of porn. I'm straight, but...
I'm expanding your horizons when it comes to porn. Like, you want to experiment now and check out some of the other stuff out there.
Watching girls squirt. What is your opinion on girls squirting? I'd love to know. Bye.
What is my opinion on girls squirting? I'm pro. I guess, I don't know.
You, Timmy Boo.
I like it in the porno when the girls squirt so hard that it hits the camera lens and you can hear it splash. just because I'm a very audio, you know, I'm always looking for stuff that I can play on the show.
Kitty cat and bio today.
Things that splatter really interest me.
I
want to put that in my hobbies, my profile. I enjoy things that splatter.
Cool chart.
What are you talking about now? I'm not paying any attention to your call.
In bio today, we were doing the excretory system, and I saw the Bristol stool chart.
Really?
And for the rest of the day, I couldn't get my sweet churds out of my head.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Those churds were rattling around in your head there?
There is no Tim Henson. Cheryl Murkowski is Tim Henson.
Is that your conspiracy theory? Okay. Woo, woo, woo!
Hey, Tim. It's Spider Member Spider.
Hi, Spider.
To answer your question, yeah. The show is 10 times funnier when you're high. Google.
Oh, okay. There you go. So if you don't think a particular episode of DV is funny, smoke some pot, and it will be hilarious.
Tim, loyal listener from North Dakota, butt knuckle chuckle. Say, man, I owe you an apology.
Of course you do.
The guy who introduced me to your fabulously classy show, he gave me your number. And I called you like 9 times, really wasted. I really do apologize. I don't usually apologize to queers, but pretty well make the exception.
Don't. You should never have to apologize to a queer.
Again, just a reminder.
It's very
really
degrading on your
check phone. Out. Raping the Pizza Guy. YouTube Raping the Pizza Guy. I am not involved. My old bass player and drummer are, though.
Okay.
As funny as rape could possibly be.
Oh, rape can be hilarious.
Okay. Anyway, take care. Simply isn't this the bull.
All right, thank you very much. And finally today, caller. That's going to be a shitty call. Yeah, you got your 9-inch cock. You want to place it between my breasts? Titty fuck my breasts? I am not a bitch. Stop saying that. All right, thank you. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it all right?
My dick aches for you.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Face it, your toddler is gifted. You know it, and it's only a matter of time before the world recognizes what a special, exceptionally smart, overwhelmingly good-looking human being you've pushed out of your miracle hole. Shouldn't your baby's feces smell just as special? Introducing Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink Colon Freshening System. Step 1. Scrub the outer anus vigorously with the included wire bristle brush. Step 2. Use the Mommy My Shit Don't Stink pre-moistened towelette to wipe up any excess external blood. Step 3. Choose one of the bundled anal fragrance oils, Raspberry Delight, Mint Chocolate Peanut Butter, or Juniper Breeze, and dilute the solution with a cup of water, 2 cups of any brand of 10W30 motor oil, and a teaspoon of brown sugar. Mmm, smells good, huh? Step 4. Pour the mixture into the supplied flavor injector. Step 5. Insert the injector into the anus no more than 3 inches and press down on the plunger. Step 6. Choose any one of the 6 sizes of Mommy My Shit Don't Stink cork stoppers and press firmly into your baby's rectum. This prevents any anal leakage of the fragrance mixture. Step 7. Wait 15 minutes before proceeding. If foaming of the rectum occurs around the edges of the cork stopper, consult a physician immediately. Step 8. After 15 minutes, place child in bathtub and remove the cork stopper. Step 9. Press firmly on the child's abdomen repeatedly. This will help squeeze out fecal buildup and any leftover fragrance solution. Step 10. To help maintain fresh-smelling feces, don't forget to give your child Aromaturd chewable tablets during every meal. For maximum results, ingest one chewable tablet per 2 bites of food. That's it!
Mmm, did someone light some incense?
No, that's just my baby. He did a number 2.
Yeah, but it smells like juniper.
That's right. That's because my baby shit don't stink.
Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink, by the makers of Mommy, I Can Shit Diamonds, another fine product from Jagoon.